edition of the Nerd Watch podcast. I, of course, am G Money, and unlike Amy Schumer's latest movie, I don't think my part on this program needs to be played by a woman of color. I am also joined by the wonderful.
What does that mean?
You just slipped something racist in there.
No, I didn't.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you after. Anyway, joining me to my left is the one and only horror aficionado.
Man.
I'll tell you guys after. Trust me. The punk rock superstar. He is back after 2 weeks, and this guy got to meet a very famous movie director over the weekend.
You didn't say nothing to him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Steven Spielberg.
And couldn't say Jack. Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Gannon in the house tonight.
He's a Steven Spielberg of chronic cigarette smokers.
Adam Simon, to answer your question, we haven't even seen Infinity War, so there's no way we can spoil it.
Yeah, there's no way we can spoil it.
Also joining us tonight, the man who almost could not make it tonight, but I made sure he made it tonight. He is a cinema scholar.
We waited for A-Ron.
He is better known as the Cinnamon Scallop. He has one A in his name. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for A-Ron in the house tonight as well.
Okay, not for nothing. My name only has one A in my name, too.
but it's supposed to.
It's supposed to.
Would you be like A-Ron?
You could.
K-A-Ron.
You haven't been here in a while.
I also have three N's in my name. That doesn't need three N's.
Freak. Why'd you point that out to us? That's all I'm going to see when I answer your name.
That's what I'm trying to say. You're trying to identify people by the amount of letters in your name.
Yeah. Also, by the way,
Gannon and A-Ron.
You haven't been here in a couple of days. He also has a new nickname. He is the master of hard media. So,
he's not.
Yeah, yeah. The master of hard media.
Master.
Master.
You just want to give him a job. That's all.
He invented a job.
I need an anvil and a hammer to strike when you say hard media.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really good at crochet. Can I be the...
You could be.
And I'm the Little Dipper next to Barry's North Star.
Also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru himself. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Format tonight.
Just try to make fun of that name.
Yeah, just try.
He's spelled with a PH.
Yeah. Also, last but certainly not least.
Pretty easy, actually.
He is the chairman of the comic book board. We have figured out that he's the only one that sits on that board. He's also the godfather of comic books. He has a shop here on the lovely island of Maui, right here at 115 South Wakea Avenue. If you're wondering where it is between the Sheiks with Dr. Daddy Leeks in the house tonight as well. So glad you can make it.
My name's just Alika.
No.
What is his name? You gave us the direct. Directions, but who is he?
He's Dr. Daddy Leeks. That's who he is. That's what his name is. He is also he's the godfather of comic books.
I'm not a doctor. He's the godfather of comic books.
So
all comic books.
His family tree has one leaf.
That's right. All right. Let me explain my little jab at Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer was on The View just a couple of days
ago. Let's hear it.
Promoting her new film, I Feel Pretty, right?
Yeah.
Wait, is that the name of her movie, or are you saying that about yourself right now?
Well, I always feel pretty. But here's the thing, Amy Schumer went on there as a privileged Hollywood elitist, in my opinion, and said, you know what should have happened? A woman of color should have played my part in the movie I Feel Pretty. And I thought to myself, number one, you're putting down your movie. And number two, what a doofus thing to say. You could have said that before it was even made and just turned down the role.
She's a comedian.
No, but she was being dead serious, though. She was on The View being dead serious. And it just was
you're doing a press story trying to earn points.
I guess.
All right.
I guess you may be right about it. She was trying to earn points.
I think you're getting a little
She's trying to flatter Whoopi Goldberg.
All right, well,
I think you just don't like her to begin with, so you're hanging
funny.
On every word she says
that is
in
true.
The wrong way.
I don't think she's
very
funny.
Oh, my son is calling me.
Oh, man.
It's like the time you did the things and you were like, I totally think a person of color should be G-Money.
Wait. Which son is it? Is it your favorite one? Or?
The one who knows how to work a phone.
Okay, just checking. All right, I guess Alika's leaving. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Leeks. Anyway, gents.
Hand over
Dr.
the list.
Aging Dr.
Leeks. Ladies and gentlemen.
So a fan of mine doesn't understand what the master of hard media meant.
Okay, since A-Ron, since A-Ron is asked, and if you're asking the master of hard media, for those that don't know.
Wait, you said a fan of yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The master of hard media.
Let him say it. Yeah. He can feel that way if he wants to.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that in reference to is our very own
Avon. You know, it's I don't know why we're explaining it. It's way funny if you don't even say what it is.
That's like, true, too.
Why are we explaining it?
All right, let's not. All right,
that's like trying to tell people how an elevator works. Who cares? It just does.
All right. Well,
magic!
I'll tell you if you're listening,
magic.
Here's what I'll say. You will find out what the Master of Hard Media means towards the ending of the show.
That's when we strike the anvil.
That's right. So that'd be great.
And then Aaron speaks.
So it's anyway, before we get started on our main
Dale
points,
is Aaron's number one fan. Dale is Aaron's dad.
Yes.
So
well,
listen,
he really is. So. Yeah.
Is he really?
Your dad is your fan. That's cute.
Are you sure he's your real dad? No, I'm just
Oh, it's like Jerry Springer all of a sudden.
I know, right? Dale?
All this time I've been pronouncing Dolly.
That's right. The man coming in this door begs to differ. Ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm just kidding. Gannon.
What happened?
Haven't been here in a couple weeks.
It's Gannon.
Gannon.
Remember, he's got three ends.
Yes, he does. He's Gannon.
Gannon.
All right. Gannon. I got a question for you. You've been gone for a couple weeks. Give us an update on what's been going on with you. What have you done with yourself? And who you got
to
meet.
Yeah, what's so great about you, Gannon?
Yeah, what's going on? Who'd you get to meet?
I just came back from Seattle.
Right.
So we did some record store day shopping.
Done that.
We also got to see the grand opening of the Marvel Universe of Superheroes exhibit at the Museum of Pop Culture.
Which you brought us a lovely poster.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's an exhibit full of original artwork. There's
animation
cells.
Oh man, you should have just stole all that art. Mm-hmm. You would have been rolling.
Wait till you see
it.
The pictures.
There's I saw the amazing, live feed that you and Sean did.
Yeah, I got stills for it. And then, you know, props from the films, costumes from the films.
Right.
Stuff like that. They let us go and check
films?
It out.
None of the DC films.
No, not at all. Oh. They did have the 1970s Reb Brown Captain America costume there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, we did a preview run of it before the grand opening of it all. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually done with the exhibit. And then Sean came down and grabbed me and his girlfriend Erin.
Silent Sean.
Yeah,
thank you.
Which is foreshadowing.
Good job. Thank you.
So anyway, they come grab me. They say, oh, you don't want to miss this. So we go running up there. And sure enough, just as I come back to where I just have been walking through, I see this guy in a very familiar overcoat with a white backwards cap. It was Kevin Smith.
He looked like a wax sculpture in your picture because that is the outfit he always has on.
Yeah.
The hockey jersey with the trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, we posed and took some pictures with him, but I was way too starstruck.
What movies have you directed?
Huh? Nothing you've seen.
Okay.
Jay and Silent Bob 2.
Yeah. Oh.
Has there been a Jay and Silent
Bob? Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Who's this now?
This was a shared universe before Marvel got smart.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
But you haven't seen... Don't worry about it. You haven't seen any of his movies.
Okay, so...
He's kind of famous.
Okay, gotcha.
A little bit. I mean, you know, there's toys of him, but whatever.
All right. I'll check him out. Kevin Smith, you say? How do you spell that?
Kevin Smith. Kevin the traditional way and Smith the traditional way.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
No, but yeah, I was totally starstruck. Couldn't talk to the guy. You know, it's that you're getting stuck in that moment where you're just like, what do I say that'll be cool? Or what do I say that won't be cool? And then eventually I just said nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I may.
But to be, at him at least.
To be honest, though, like he was doing one of his Jay and Silent Bob Get Old shows in Seattle. That was a whole other side of town, which is why he wasn't there for the grand opening. So he seemed like he was kind of just rushing to get through the exhibit in the first place because he had a handler that was just kind of getting him through the whole thing.
Gotcha.
And there was a big, large guy that was clearly a bodyguard to kind of get him out of there. So the vibe kind of didn't feel conversational friendly. So I was just kind of like, well, it is what it is.
Nice.
So we took pictures with him, though, and he's really cool about it.
Cool. Right on. And if I may, you did definitely fanboy. You are a huge fan of Kevin Smith.
I'm a big
fan
of Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Big fan of his
work.
He
wet himself.
It was pathetic.
Yeah.
It was pathetic.
He was even there. He knows that.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah. That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We also went to the Funko headquarters out there in Washington.
In Everett, Washington. The all-new Funko. Is that a museum or is that a store?
It's really more a celebration of Funko there is the best way to explain it. It is basically an overblown store, but...
It's like when you go to, you know, like the Lego stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you go to Disneyland and, like, there's the theme shops and stuff like that.
It's like that
without the rides.
Oh, cool.
So, okay. But yeah, I mean, it's super fun. Like, there's an anime section, Gotham City section, and... They have a Funko, I don't know what it's called, but it's like creatures that Funko makes just specifically for themselves, and then Disney and Star Wars and so on.
I heard they make Universal Monster pops. Is that right?
It's a bit old news, but
I didn't know that. That's awesome. I would actually want to have those. Those are cool.
Well, you're a little late to that game, sir.
Apparently.
I'm late. Good luck trying to get one.
I know. I'm too late to those games, I guess.
But
you can make your own. It might be cheaper.
Right.
But yeah, you know how everybody keeps saying that hard media is dying?
Yeah.
Everything's dying. Not in Seattle, man, because everywhere we went, there's bookstores everywhere, there's music stores everywhere, there's comic book stores everywhere. Everywhere you went, there was something. And they're all busy places. It wasn't like there's a couple of losers walking around.
Seattle's full of pretentious hipsters. I mean, I'm not surprised.
I don't know if I put it that way.
Oh, okay.
There's also a lot of murder hobos.
There was this. There was a.
There's so many bridges that they. That's just they populate just the bridges.
I'm gonna kind of out myself, and I'm probably gonna be hearing this, but I don't care at this point. While we were there, we were walking down the street back to our car, and this homeless dude comes walking up to me, and he's like, "Hey there, big lady."
Oh, he's
looking me in the face. And he goes, "Hey there, big lady," and I was just like. What?
Wow. Holy crap.
Yeah, so I had to kind of gingerly get out of that conversation.
Did he have the gall to ask you for money?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
he point blank asked me for cash, and I told him I don't keep any on me.
Did he point to his
job? He literally asked me to go to an ATM.
Wow, he did. That's bold. You got to give him credit because that's bold.
That guy had more balls to ask me about getting money than I did talk to Kevin Smith about his
movies. That's exactly my point. That's bold.
I should have mustered up some guts that guy had. Because he had like zero like.
That's a good intro line, dude.
I almost feel like I would have went to the just because you asked me to.
Did that happen before you met Kevin Smith?
Huh?
Did that happen before or after
this
you met Kevin Smith?
Yeah, this is before.
Oh.
Why didn't you use that line?
Hey there, big lady.
You would have been like, I've not heard that before. You are instantly remembered.
You got a couple bucks on you. If not, can you get to the ATM for me?
He would remember you.
There's an ATM right in the lobby. Take me down there.
He would
mention you on his podcast.
But yeah, if
that
you
is a very Seattle thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny.
But yeah, I'm,
that's why you just respond with Starbucks, Nirvana, and then they'll turn around and walk away.
Yeah, seriously, Seattle people love their coffee. They love Nirvana.
Because
one of the things we learned when we went to the Pop Culture Museum is that there was a Nirvana exhibit. They took it out to make some more space for some new stuff, and apparently the people of Seattle got really upset, and they brought it back.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. They have a very big connection to, I guess, the grunge scene anyway, because that's where it was.
Because they're so grungy.
Seattle, yeah.
There's record stores that pride themselves on being like the place that Pearl Jam would go buy their music from.
Wow.
Like that. Yeah.
Boy.
Now they do it on Amazon.
Yeah. That's right. I don't see Eddie Vedder in those stores.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder's like, screw that guy. Yeah. He's kind of pretentious.
But
not like they ever paid for any of their stuff anyway. All that stuff was good.
That is true. Yeah. That's very true. Carl Amano, who is in our Facebook chat, by the way, he said that he had the opportunity. He knows that he had the same kind of heart attack as Kevin Smith did.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
And
wow, that's pretty.
Oh, he's asking, is Kevin Smith tall? He's shorter than me.
Really?
He's bigger than a bread box.
He's shorter than me.
Adam Simon.
Memory card full.
Adam Simon says Kevin Smith is actually 2'3", but he has a mech suit. Is that right?
That's what the coat is. It's just the head. It's
just the head sticking out. That's too hilarious. Oh my gosh, that's too funny. You know what?
Do I sound like Jerry from Rick and Morty? Do I?
I was hoping you wouldn't see that. Now you're just gonna. That's all you're gonna think about.
I only just saw that, but I don't even know who Jerry is in Rick and Morty.
He's the whiny bitch husband.
He's the dad.
Is he really?
Wow. Yeah.
Do I sound like him? Really?
No.
Oh.
I don't think
that guy's also pathetic.
Oh, you're wrong. Imani, you're totally wrong.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time at...
I would definitely say if you're going to Seattle, definitely go check out the Museum of Pop Culture because they had a horror section there, sci-fi.
But it's in Seattle.
I went to the Museum of Pop Culture a long time ago, and that was before the Marvel and all the other stuff. But it was pretty cool to get the chance
to
walk through.
Seattle is one of the most polite cities ever. I've been there once, and it was so polite. Like, the cop was, like, helping me across the road. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because Canada is, like, right there.
Yeah, that's true.
I am not. I've been to Seattle. I've been to Tacoma.
I lived in Boston for about 12 years.
I've been to SeaTac, and I
the cops there aren't that
sorry, funny. Seattle, but I hated every single second of it. I was not a fan. And there's a lot of local folks that live out there, too, by the way.
Yeah,
I actually met two people from Hawaii within my first hour of living in Seattle. It was crazy.
Washington State Lake in general is one of the mass exodus places for Hawaii.
I have a ton of relatives out there. Well, it's because it's like living
cheap flights.
It's like living on Maui, ironically enough. Like it's
I don't know
it's,
if I'd say that.
It's Seattle, and then like 30 minutes away is Tacoma, and another 30 minutes away is Everett or whatever the heck it is. But like
I think Linwood's first.
You know, yeah, right, yeah, whatever it is. But I haven't been there in forever.
Except, you know, looking at the ocean will kill you over there. There's nowhere to swim.
There's nowhere to swim. Anyway, before we get started into the main course of tonight's podcast, I want you guys...
Alika's too old to cross the street, apparently.
I was like, I just thought of that. I was like, why did that cop help me across the street? That trip was too long ago for me to remember.
That's true.
But he did totally help me across that street.
That's awesome.
Did everybody elbow in? Was I like shaking?
Well, it was just like out? Last year, too. It wasn't even funny. Like when he was a kid.
Before we get
Walker collapsed,
that's right.
And he was like,
that's right.
And
the light was turning green. He's like, I gotta save this guy. I was so confused. You I was like, oh goodness, the cars are coming.
Now, before we get started,
is that what you
sound
like when you're old?
You guys,
I'm going to try started
to sound like that.
No,
when
we
I'm
did.
Older.
Before we get into the main course of the show, I want to let you guys know you guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thenerdwatch.
I'm gonna magically
disappear. Oh, you're gonna Oh, he's got to. I guess
he's gone.
Drain his junk. He's gone.
He's going to shake the dew off the leaf.
Yes, he is. That's exactly what he's going to do. You guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thenerdwatch.
Or
you guys can follow us.
A lot of dew in a bottle.
You guys can follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation, on Instagram at the_nerdwatch as well. And
or
you guys
don't.
Can, or you guys can follow
matter.
Us on the. You guys can also
still
download.
Be here.
You guys can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher, and apparently on Chatbox. So that's really cool.
That's a bootleg.
Yeah.
You want the Maui Watch app.
Yeah, yeah. Or
that's what my uncle used to call floozies.
Yeah.
Chat boxes.
So you can also check out the Maui Watch app on the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store, and you can get the Maui Watch app, find out what's happening in Maui, and listen to the NerdWatch podcast. Just click Radio Maui Watch Radio Network, and we're right there. All right, ladies and gents, before we move into talking about Infinity War and the special pod we did on Friday and the like, let's check in because it's Wednesday tomorrow, and that means that Dr. Leakes is busy with some patients.
He's got free comic book day
coming up. Every single Wednesday is new comic book
All
Wednesday.
All right, comics.
That's right, here at
Maui a thing here.
Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue. So let's find out what's happening.
Can you read the list like old Alika?
Yeah.
Aaron, say something.
Oh, my goodness. Here comes the comic book list.
No,
there
no.
we go.
Let's find out what's happening this week in the world of the comic books.
Aaron, your dad is ripping on me in the comments. That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Okay, Adventure Time number 75.
Yes.
Come on, old man Alika.
Aliens? You know what? Why do old people sound frightened of everything?
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. Aliens.
It's almost their time.
Dust to Dust, number 104.
It's just a matter.
Speaking
I'm
of old people,
ready.
Dust to Dust. Got it.
All New Wolverine, number 34. Avengers, 690. Batgirl, 22. Batman Beyond, 19. Batgirl. Beef, number 3 of 5.
Oh, man. Thank God, Tosh. I hear we talking about beef the whole time.
Beef. That's
Can
an
I ask
Image
a question?
Comic.
I know What's that up? Last week we talked about Superman 1000.
Mm-hmm. Action Comics 1000.
Action Comics 1000.
Get it right.
Quick question
hey,
you for
stupid,
you. How
man.
Many variants did you actually get for that?
11D2.
There was 10 total covers that we got.
Oh, wow.
So there's 8 decade variants, 1 regular cover, and the blank cover variant we got.
So those are
I didn't buy mine yet. You can look at mine.
Was that it for as far as variants, or were there? Was it,
no,
was
there
it,
was tons more. This is one
say,
of the
right,
biggest issues of all time. So.
Right.
But there's, you know, stores can actually, if they fund enough copies, like if they promise mm-hmm. to buy like thousands of copies, then they can like, you know, bring in their own, like you can, there's like hundreds of variants actually out there. Like comic stores make their own variants, conventions make their own variants.
Right, right, right.
But the official DC variants, there was maybe like another 5 to 10, I'm not sure.
So is it true, I mean, I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent because I'm interested though. Is it true that Brian Michael Bendis essentially retconned
BMB, baby.
Superman's history?
Brian
I mean,
Michael
Superman's
Bendis.
Origin?
Not really.
Oh,
it's,
he didn't.
He inserted another character in there, which okay. is interesting. I mean, why not? When you're dealing with an iconic character with a set canon, some of the only stuff you can really do is have like one of those mystery the reason Krypton blowed up is this dude.
Add a twist or quite twist. Yeah.
Right.
Is Brainiac Lois Lane now or something?
He brought, apparently he brought, I don't know who it is, but apparently he brought in a character that says something to
you read
Superman.
The internet too, because I know you didn't read the book.
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking you guys, because I didn't.
I forget what the guy's name is.
I don't know the guy's name, but apparently he's destroyed
Krypton.
They
didn't specifically... Yeah, exactly.
His
it was just
his name was Eisenberg.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Okay. He apparently had contact with Superman's dad, Jor-El, before Krypton exploded. So we don't know exactly what
Thanos.
His...
Got it.
What his, impact on... Krypton's history was, but
Thanos destroyed
he's there
Krypton.
Now.
So he had contact with Russell Crowe, and he attacked Henry Cavill. Got it.
That's right.
He's essentially the guy that Brian Michael Bendis would be building.
He put the mustache on Superman.
Yeah. I mean, that Brian Michael Bendis is smart in doing that because now he has a whole world to weave around it. He can cover at least 2 years' story with that, you know?
I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, we do a lot of retconning in comic books, so I mean, it's nothing, I was just curious.
Let's see how happy this retcon is.
No.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Well, G does by getting all the comic plots wrong.
Correct.
And that's kind of
and that's
retcon.
How I retcon him.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got it. Moving on.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Your sister retconning is like, oh, that's what I meant. That's how you retcon.
Right, that's how I retcon.
He wants me to talk about the Red Goblin, which has also just appeared. We have Amazing Spider-Man 799 was on the shelf last week. We still have copies because
big seller?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we still have copies because Swan grabbed a whole bunch and hid them.
So Carl's asking who the Red Goblin is. So this is a good opportunity just to say that
it's Thanos.
they're all Thanos. Josh Brolin is like,
he's killing
it,
man.
He's got a hand in everything.
He's got a hold in the Marvel Universe.
It's so Norman Osborn. It's happened over the course of four issues. So there are three major components that make the Red Goblin. The first component is it's Norman Osborn. And then as it goes on, he collects the Carnage symbiote.
Gannon said it's symbiote. So
Symbenois. Okay.
I did not say that. I argued that it could be said both ways.
It's symbiote, according to the official movie trailer.
It's like how it could be caramel and caramel.
Wait a minute. Did they say that in the movie trailer, symbiote?
Symbiote.
Oh, my God.
Is Jenny Slate's pronunciation.
Where did you think this came from?
Did you not watch the trailer?
I did, but I didn't even notice
that. You jerkwad.
Wow.
That was the first thing I noticed. That's why do you think he's upset about?
No, because
I thought you guys were just making it funny. I didn't know that.
No.
Oh, wow.
We're not that funny, man.
Again, it's the caramel and caramel
symbiotes.
If it could be both.
That's what they kept saying.
Whatever.
That's what hurts the ears.
So.
Thank you.
So.
Yes.
Norman Osborn takes a Carnage symbiote and he applies it to himself. He's wearing it. Then he goes and makes a deal with Mephisto, and that bonds him with devilish powers. And that's the Red Goblin, is Norman Osborn with the Carnage symbiote with a deal with Mephisto to have otherworldly powers.
Isn't it
so
Mephisto?
It's three. Mephisto, Mephister, I don't know. Come on. Give me a break. It's a comic book. That's what sucks about comic books, because they use these weird outlandish names,
right.
And you never hear them
you
out
never
loud.
Hear them out loud, right.
Thanos.
Thanos is my favorite.
I bet it is.
Thanos.
So that's the Red Goblin. And so it happened over the course of about six issues, him gathering these components to become the complete Red Goblin. And then in 799, his grandson, Normie Osborn, joins
him.
Instantly causing Spider-Man 263, Normie Osborn's first appearance, to skyrocket in price from 50 cents to $30.
So is this essentially just a resurrection of the Green Goblin, but now he's red? Essentially?
Or are you not paying attention to what he just told you?
Do you understand the difference between the Green Goblin and the Hobgoblin?
Kind of, sort of.
No, you don't.
He's not my favorite.
Green Goblin is a human being.
I'm a Mephisto guy.
In a suit. The Hobgoblin is a devilish creature with demonic powers, okay?
Right. Who had the pumpkin grenades?
Yes.
I'm just messing. Go ahead. All right.
So, this is a completely different creation where Green Goblin, Norman Osborn, or one of the former Green Goblins, takes the Carnage symbiote, applies it to himself, and then he's like a venomish flying goblin. But that's not all, because then he goes and sees Mephisto and gets the powers, and that's the
doesn't the symbiote choose its host, though? You can't just grab it and attach it to yourself.
Haven't you watched the commercials for Venom? They just keep them in tubes and spread them on like gel.
But isn't that,
the symbiote feels good.
But isn't no? But I mean, am I wrong? Like, isn't that how?
No, yeah, it is.
It's like a shower gel commercial. Oh yeah.
I gotta get you some of the symbiote.
It's like the herbal essence.
Yeah. Oh, symbiote shower gel. Man up.
Well, they're also female symbiotes, okay? So,
okay.
Come on.
Sorry.
Symbiote shower gel. It's time to make a deal with Mephisto.
Right. That's right.
That's the Red Goblin.
Got it.
All right.
Got it. Okay. So, and so how long is his arc? Do we have an idea?
We've got a couple
forever
more issues.
Until it's done.
800 guaranteed is part of the arc, and I think 801 is also
so
part of the arc.
So fans think it's really stupid, and they'll completely...
So two more issues, Max.
So two more issues, Max.
Got it.
It'll last for about as long as Superman was dead.
So two more issues, Max.
Got it. Two more issues.
Despicable Deadpool 299. Detective 979.
Well, hey, can I have a...
Who thought Despicable Deadpool would keep going?
Now, here's I had a question for you. I mean, this is it's in the realm of Deadpool.
Dude, he's still in the D's.
I know. I do have...
A wink.
I do know that there was a lot of talk amongst you guys about...
What?
The Deadpool 2 trailer and Shatterstar and
Did
Peter.
You not see the trailer? I want to know that ahead of time.
I did. So I wasn't
Peter's
sure.
The new Deadpool.
The Peter thing, I knew about Peter. I'm not too sure. I'm not too familiar with Shatterstar.
He's a real mutant. He has super healing. You don't know Peter?
No, I know. I said I know Peter. I don't know Shatterstar.
I was just lying. He's not a real mutant.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I know that there was a regular guy in the...
It's Paul F. Tompkins.
Okay.
That's all you need to know about that guy.
Is that really Paul F. Tompkins?
That's Paul F. Tompkins.
That doesn't even look like him.
I didn't recognize him.
Wait, maybe I just was looking on my cell phone screen and I got
it.
If it's not Paul F. Tompkins, I'm totally not interested in it.
I saw the trailer through once, but I didn't think it was him.
If that's not Paul F. Tompkins, then I really don't like, I don't like Peter anymore.
So, well, I think it was format or somebody said something about Shatterstar.
They already made
costume.
Shirts for Peter,
was there,
by the way.
Was there an issue?
No, he did.
Oh, it was you?
He looks goofy.
Comic accurate, but it's very period.
Oh.
Yeah, it's goofy-ish.
Isn't that supposed to be kind of the thing with Deadpool?
I dig it, but it seems like they're kind of making fun of us with that costume. Because even the headgear, it's like... I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to be using that scene to make fun of the fans who like the costumes.
Oh, I mean, if Deadpool 1 is any indication, I mean, shouldn't we expect
that? I feel like Domino's afro is making fun of us, too.
What?
Have you ever seen Domino with an afro before?
No. I don't know
it's
if that's making fun of us.
He's got an afro. Every time it's a comically large afro to me.
It is. It is comically large.
You know what I mean? Like she's got an afro because it's funny.
Okay, that is very true. So
all right.
Hey DJ, that's why I bring guys like these guys in here because I'm the movie guy. These are the comic book guys. So they have to catch me up on some of this stuff.
That's why you guys did a whole Marvel thing without anyone.
Because we brought
else.
It from the movie perspective. Stop it. Anyway,
you notice he did it when me and Todd were both out of the state.
Thank God. You know, if Todd was on, it would have been a 4-hour podcast.
Oh, he wouldn't have showed up.
Yeah, you know, he would have.
It would have been like, oh, it's about Marvel movies. All right.
Kaimano Yamada, the reason you thought Domino was Asian, he says. Then again, Liefeld drew everyone Asian. It's because in the 90s, everything was so extreme that everyone was squinting.
That's very true. All right, so you're in
Pretty
the D's.
Pretty sure that guy's Asian.
You're in the D's. What else we got?
All right, we're deep in the D's. Dungeons and Dragons, Evil at Baldur's Gate, number one.
Nice.
Doctor Strange, 389. Exiles, number two.
Mm.
That's a cool alternate universe hopping tale. Mm-hmm. Flash, 45. Hal Jordan, the Green Lanterns. Hunt for Wolverine, number one, is coming out. So that's
all
cool.
Any storyline on that?
Rob Delaney is Peter.
Oh. Oh, that sucks.
And apparently
not into it
he is
anymore.
Super Caucasian Peter.
That's
Peter
his
W.
full name.
Pretty funny. Any hint of
just drew everyone eating super lemons.
Any hint of a synopsis on Hunt for Wolverine?
Yeah, they're looking for
Wolverine. They're looking for Wolverine. He showed up with an Infinity Stone like a month ago.
Wow.
I was like, why they got a hunt for the guy if they already found him?
Post credit scenes in the comics?
Yeah, they post credit the comics now.
Do they really?
Yes.
That's hilarious. All right.
They made a big deal to tell everybody about it.
Wow,
it's good, awesome. Though. It's freaking hilarious.
Oh, okay, cool.
You would know if you weren't so stuck in Fox News land.
That's true. Hey, listen, I'm watching movies, pal. Anyway.
Mega Man, Master Mix, number two. Mira, Queen of Atlantis, number 3 of 6.
Oh, number two.
Mighty Thor, number 706.
Which Lady Thor? Is it still Jane Foster?
She died.
That's what I thought. So
Peter
who's...
Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man, 303. Let's see. Rick and Morty number 37. Woo! Saga number 51. Since you're never getting a season 4 of Rick and Morty. You pathetic, pathetic person, you. Silencer number 4. Sonic the Hedgehog number 4.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Sonic. Suicide Squad number 40. Oscar winning film. Teen Titans number 19.
I think if there's ever a Suicide Squad comic, you have to say the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad.
Yes, yeah, the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad. They did win an Oscar.
That's right.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Venom number 165. Venomize number 4 of 5. And X-Men Blue number 26.
Nice.
And Wonder Woman 45, and that's it.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get your filthy, dirty paws all over some great comic books, come to 115.
No, wash your hands.
115 Southwest K Avenue, right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, here in
We're
the heart.
We're going to have to insist that all our customers show up with gloves.
Kahului Town.
Reed brings up the other point that people have been saying is that Peter is Wisdom, which is a mutant that's been introduced in the comics before. But
Peter Wisdom.
Want to send a big shout out, of course.
I'm bummed out that it's not Paul F. Tompkins. God.
Want to send a big shout out.
Can we edit him in before it comes out?
We
got a month left. Come on.
That's what the reshoots were.
Yeah.
They were taking out Paul F. Tompkins.
They were like,
he's about to have a huge sex scandal drop. No, Paul.
No, Paul. They what is the movie called? Oh, All the Money in the World did him. Yeah, that's
I thought you were saying Leonard Part 6.
Yeah, nice.
They totally edited Cosby out of Leonard
they
Part
did.
6.
That would be awesome. Big shout out to Dr. Leakes' competition all the way on the west side. Game
They're
on
not our
comics.
Competition. They're, what's a classier name for, there are... Our comrades. You like that word, right? Comrades?
I hate that word, comrades.
You guys are like Marvel. They're like DC.
They're our compatriots.
The compatriots. I'll go with compatriots.
It has the word patriot and cum in it. Yeah. Compatriots.
They, over at over in their beautiful shop in on the comrades. West side of Maui.
With that.
What's the address on that? Do you know?
Game Over.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
They will be joining us at Game Over Comics. Should be joining us for the premiere of Infinity Wars. I know it's not with an S. I'm just messing.
277 Willico Place.
Willico Place.
So if you are in the neighborhood,
I forget what unit they're in, but they're upstairs.
They're upstairs.
They're unit
you can see
the
sign.
Now.
Yeah.
So check it out, Game Over.
They have
Comics.
A sign that says Game Over 3.
Really?
It looks like that.
Oh, okay. I was like, I've never seen it, so I don't know. So you guys can check them out over there as well. They'll be joining us for the Infinity War premiere happening this Thursday night at the Maui Mall Megaplex. We're going to be, the Nerd Watch will be there.
Maui Mall.
And we're going to be, we have some
come
giveaways.
Come join us with our compatriots.
Yeah.
Game Over Comics 3, or Comic 3.
Oh, you're right. It does look
it
like
looks
that.
A little weird.
It looks a little weird.
I probably shouldn't say that.
No, you shouldn't, but that's awful.
Way
but hey,
go.
Listen.
Wow, I didn't
Game
say
Over
that.
Comics, guys. It's a great sign. Anyway, I'm just trying to make up for Gannis.
That's okay. Alika's logo used to be a guy choking a chicken, so it's
that's
okay.
That's true. That is true.
Trina Robbins scolded me.
Yeah, see? That's what I figured she did. She figured she would.
She was like, you know, you're not going to make many... friends in the world. It's like, I'm sorry, Auntie Trina. I'll change it.
But check us out, Infinity War. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, you should, because there's still some openings available. I don't know for this if we're going to be at the 7 o'clock, but I do know that that place is going to be packed. We got giveaways
really?
For the tonight. Yeah, well, it's going to be packed.
I think people are over this Marvel thing already.
Are you think so?
They listened to what James Cameron said. They were just like, you know what? I'm sick of these movies already.
They're like, I'm a high maka-maka douchebag, and I'm going to go with James Cameron on this one. That guy explores shipwrecks.
James Cameron
he's a classy
has never
dude.
Done us
I
wrong.
Love the fact that James Cameron's like, you know...
James Cameron doesn't understand what gravity is like on an alien planet.
Avatar sequels are like Godfather sequels. I love that. That's pretty awesome.
It's weird, like to have and to listen to a guy that's only made like what five movies in his entire career.
Yeah,
really?
Only made like five.
Well, look, he's got his first movie was Spawning 2. Then he
which
did,
he doesn't probably count anymore.
Well, okay. Well,
so let's just take that one off.
Okay, take that one off.
Well, no, you have to.
Okay, well, let's count it then. Fine.
Let's embarrass
count
the guy.
It. Then we have Terminator.
Oh, that's not embarrassing.
Okay. We have Terminator 2. We have Titanic, obviously.
No, you're skipping True the Lies. Abyss. Abyss
no, 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 no. I'm not doing it in sequential order. But okay. So, yes, we do have The Abyss.
Oh, The Abyss.
Well, we're already over five. So
the director's cut, by the way, of The Abyss is the only way to watch that movie.
That movie always confused me because they had to breathe water. I was like, Mom, does
that first of all, oxygen? It was liquid oxygen. It wasn't water.
You want to try it out?
You do breathe that for 9 months in your in your mother's womb. So it's like,
yeah, and then the following 9 months if you start vaping.
It's every octave. Well played. He did that. He did Abyss. He did Titanic. He's also
Titanic.
True Lies.
True Lies, yeah. Which is
ooh,
what
hey.
I love. True Lies.
The hits keep awesome. Coming.
Yeah, True Lies is fantastic. Was True Lies? Was it True Lies or then Titanic, or was it Titanic and True Lies?
No, True Lies was before Titanic.
Yeah, True Lies was 94.
I
just
warned you guys
right.
said there was only five.
True Lies, yeah,
you guys
there was
like on number eight. Already.
Yeah, we are. That's what we're saying. And then there,
well,
of course,
the point
was
I was making is that for as long as he's been working, he doesn't actually have a huge amount of films under his belt.
He doesn't, but I mean, the box office proves that he doesn't need that many because they keep making billions of dollars. So
yeah,
technically,
people are easily led.
Titanic is still.
But he has a new show starting
time.
On AMC on Friday,
which is
The History of Sci-Fi. So Ridley Scott's going to be interviewed.
But it's only my movies.
Yeah, pretty much talking just about the sci-fi genre, aliens and you know.
It's only
nice.
The movies he did.
Right.
But there's a lot of big names on
it. This is real sci-fi because I did them.
So when I made Terminator,
yes.
You know, it's going to be a lot of that.
Terminator, by the way, if you have not gone back to see the original Terminator, you should. It's fantastic. T2 is great as well.
Leave it where it is.
Yeah. That's also pretty good. And he's producing
the
Terminator.
I just want to put the cap on this James Cameron talk. Mm-hmm. This is the same man that said that the last Terminator film was a new renaissance for the franchise.
He did.
So
yeah.
Why
there was
are we
a different lady in it.
I tell you what.
And there was a different guy in it.
I'm going to tell you what.
Renaissance.
He was right. And the only reason why I say he's right. Hang on a second. Hang on a minute, David.
He's not watching.
Hang on a second. The only reason why he was right, but the problem was the way they marketed it. They gave away the big reveal in the trailer, and that was the stupidest thing they could have
Greg,
done.
Greg, that movie is a piece of crap.
It is not. Genesis
stop trying to be scandalous.
G's point is, if the commercial was different, the movie wouldn't have
Genesis
been a piece
was
of crap.
Great. They gave away the big plot
that
point.
That movie was a pile of crap.
It was not. Genesis was
you
a
are not
good.
A worthy
they spelled
critic
Genesis
if you think
wrong.
That's a good movie.
The way that when they revealed about,
I cannot believe you as a critic
they
if you love that movie.
The thing about Jesus
Aaron,
Christ,
what did you think about that movie?
I prefer Salvation.
That is a very diplomatic response.
Salvation
Genesis.
Is Salvation
Genesis.
Is garbage.
All right, Salvation you're on the Critics first. Society too. What do you think of that movie?
I think Phil Collins is a good drummer.
He's an amazing drummer.
Nobody can disagree with that.
No one can disagree with that.
Not even Eminem. Damn.
Damn it.
Stop trying to sound interesting by hating
Terminator,
terrible movies.
Terminator Genesis was better than expected.
You're not sounding more interesting by saying
just,
this.
I'm
but
not,
wouldn't you
I'm
rather sit
saying.
Through Salvation than Genesis?
No!
I'd rather watch Terminator 2 than any of this.
You know why?
That's the last time it was good.
Two words.
Yeah,
Sam Worthington.
Well, no, Terminator 2
Rise
had
of the Machines is better than those movies.
Yeah, but Genesis had Jason Clark. He's not that far off.
Terminator 2 had Budnick.
Jason Clark's better. Amazing. What are you talking about?
The new Jack Courtney.
Yeah.
He's just as charismatic. He makes just as much impact per film.
What?
Genesis is much better than you think. Go watch
See,
it. Take it
he
out.
Doesn't even know who that is.
What's Budnick's real name in real life? Budnick was in Terminator 2.
Yes. God dang it.
David Faustino?
That's
Edward Furlong?
Yeah, that's the guy that played John
Connor. Edward Furlong's
Terminator
friend.
Too, right?
Edward Furlong's friend is in that. It's not. It's not
Budnick.
It's not.
Oh, him.
It's not
from
Budnick.
Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah, Salute Your Shorts. Yes.
When that movie first came out, that was the only thing I thought when I saw that trailer.
It was Salute Your Shorts.
It was like Budnick.
It's so dumb. Anyway,
this movie's gonna go places, Budnick.
Anyway, peeps, I just want to talk a little bit about the special podcast we did on Friday. Without, you know,
anyone else,
the Film Critics Society, without any of you guys, because it was just the Film Critics Society. We talked about the evolution and the morphing status of the Marvel Universe, Cinematic Universe. We talked a little bit about that. We're going to be posting
those
that.
Those movies suck, though.
I'm going to post that up tomorrow as well with the regular podcast. And we talk a lot about the phases of the films and what we thought of them overall. We
how
gave
it keeps
our ideas
getting awesome.
And how, yeah.
It's so almost like it's sapping the life out of the DC Cinematic Universe as it goes.
Yeah, kind of is. We talked about the ups and the downs and the phases of the films in this in the podcast, and it was a lot of fun. It was really enlightening to get people's the people's comments on it. It'll be going up fairly soon, so you guys check it out. And now we're at this precipice with Infinity War. Because
I don't think you can use that word.
I think we can because we. James Cameron, getting back to him really quick, James Cameron is right. We are at the tipping point with comic book movies.
You know James Cameron doesn't watch this show, right?
He should start.
Have to kiss,
especially not after what I
just
said.
Yeah, you know what? We are at the tipping point, but he thinks it's like the top of a bell curve and it's all going to... No, I agree with that. We're not at the saturation point.
We're getting more. We are getting more, and I will say something, for me at least, I think Infinity War, something dramatic has to change, because I am suffering a bit from, for as much as I love this stuff, you know, you do end up suffering a bit of a little bit of superhero fatigue. I mean, once we went over how quickly these movies actually showed up into our theaters, it was crazy. I mean, we had three movies in 2011, we had another three or four movies in 12, and then another three in 13, and another four in 14. It's crazy to think, like, all of these movies coming at once, and this is the culmination of all of that.
Sorry.
And I'm just like a child. And it's fun for me.
They're all coming at once.
It's fun for me, but I have to say,
I can't believe I didn't jump on that.
there is a point where, as a moviegoer, the fatigue does set in, and I think that Infinity War may, and I think Infinity War is that tipping point.
No. We're going to get 30 movies a year and you're going to love it. And you're going to shut up and not ruin this for me.
But you're the guy. Dr. Leeks is the guy that keeps
I'm not a doctor.
This is not a spoiler for that special podcast. Dr. Leeks was the one who said that they are scrapping a second half of Infinity War and reworking the entire thing to fit in the entire X-Men universe.
Yeah, Secret Wars, buddy. Mark my words, Secret Wars is coming.
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry.
It's coming. It's not so coming.
Then we're going to get Beyonder sitting on a chair
it's
not my time.
Get Fantastic Four showing up, but that's...
Yeah, you
have a better chance of seeing that.
The Fantastic Four probably are going to show up. I hope they get a solo movie and it's a period piece, because that would be mind-blowing.
Period piece.
Oh, you jumped on that one, though, right?
Yeah.
It missed out on the first one.
It was hanging there. They can work them into Infinity War.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Silver Surfer is supposed to be there anyways.
But okay.
Galactus.
So, according to, even
without them, because you can have the Fantastic Four be part of S.W.O.R.D.
Well, according to Fox, it looks like the last film on the docket now. We don't even know about if the New Mutants is even going to come out now. The last film on the docket is going to be Dark Phoenix. That could be the swan song for them.
Yeah.
Straight
to DVD. Yes.
Sophie Turner's breakout performance.
I seriously doubt it.
Dark Phoenix.
That's the way Fox X-Men movies should be released. Straight to DVD.
You're horrible, man. You're freaking horrible. I just find it interesting that, I mean, for what you are hypothesizing, for that to happen, something mammoth would need to be restructured in the universe for what you're saying to happen.
Not really.
But Beyonder, he'll be sitting up in a chair and he'll be like,
"You mean like having a gauntlet made out of every power imaginable?
Yeah, right.
That can reshape time
and
space."
The Marvel universe is made up of like story cheats and waythroughs that they just like keep on.
I would say comics in general, but go with it.
All comics, but Marvel especially, like because their waythroughs are like. Well, I mean, DC has the Crisis.
They had Crisis, Infinite. Zero Hour.
So anything with those
crisis.
Parts
Everything's
of those
a names, crisis.
It happens every year. They just rework the title and use different portions of those words. Same like Marvel is Secret Wars or Civil War or War or, you know,
Infinity. Secrets.
They just keep on changing the words around. But all of those storylines become like interconnective tissue that you can just jump through a wormhole and just be on the other side on a different storyline.
Right. And what's interesting for a long time is we all know that now it seems as if the movies are fueling the comics and not the other way around. I mean, in some cases, mm-hmm. I think.
No. Like after Axis, Tony Stark in the comics became Tony Stark in the MCU.
Interesting.
Pretty much. Yeah. But it, I mean, that also isn't the most uncommon thing because, you know, we had the Superman movies in the 70s and 80s. And then you have, you know, the Ruby Spears cartoon for Superman, very much like Christopher Reeve's Superman. Mm-hmm. Same as, you know, as soon as, you know, Kurt Swan was doing Superman for a long time, but it almost seemed like synergy that, you know, Christopher Reeves would come along and just be so Superman-ish. Especially, like, right. He looks like a Kurt Swan drawing, seriously. And it's kind of like this reciprocal relationship that keeps on informing each other.
Except for Christopher Reeve's ribcage at the time. It was a little weird in that spandex suit. His rib cage.
You're picking on a man's rib cage.
I know. I'm just saying. No, I'm a huge Christopher Reeve fan. Don't even get me started. He's my Superman. I get that.
That guy couldn't even feel his rib cage when he died. How bad do you feel?
Wow,
right now?
Wow, jeez, man, that was morbid. Anyway, where's
your rib cage, Gene?
I can't find it.
It's in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere, baby.
No, but I mean, Alik is right, because when the Spider-Man Raimi movies came out, the more 3D webbing, they started drawing it on his costume more. So that way you look
more
like the movies.
Yeah, the raised webbing on the suit.
Yeah, yeah, that's
never,
what I meant. The more raised webbing.
Which was never canon before.
Yeah.
It was just Aunt May drew it on with Sharpie.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But now it like had a three-dimension kind of feel to it now.
So they used that stuff happens all the time when they drew it on the costume.
So is it me and
they
Aaron?
They gave them organics, too, at one point, didn't they?
Yeah.
Isn't it me and Aaron and Professor Barry the only ones that feel like that Infinity War is kind of this tipping point for comic book movies?
Yeah, you guys are the only ones. You guys and James Cameron are all wrong.
Well, we're in good company, Aaron. Yeah.
You haven't
got James Cameron on our side.
You haven't clarified what this tipping point is, what happens afterwards.
Well, what I'm saying is that...
Do people lose interest and we get less movies? Because I doubt that. That's the case.
I think when I say tipping point, I'm saying like, yes, I think that there will be a bit of less interest in these.
The
kinds
bottom
of films.
Will drop out eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, sure.
They will
but
scale
I see
back.
It's going to be like.
But it's not going
to
be like.
Going from three movies a year to like six.
Yeah, they will scale back.
And then it'll start to.
But just because Robert Downey or Chris Evans leaves, I don't think that means.
Yeah,
who cares about them? They can leave whenever.
My thing is that
they're not important to the story.
I'm just saying for it to be to stay consistent.
Yeah, like the Warriors 3 and Thor.
And to be consistent, I think that one of the big things that needs to happen is that in this,
Iron Man's getting replaced anyway.
In these movies, something big has to happen. If that
he knows
means
how to use the armor.
If that all means Robert Downey Jr.'s character Tony Stark does die. If that means Captain America's gone. If that means whatever case may be, there something does need to change. And I think that is what this Infinity War movie seems to be setting
things
up.
Changing is not fatigue. I don't think that.
Yeah,
I don't think the saturation point is going to be as dramatic as you guys
think.
I don't think
things changing and the pinnacle are the same
the
thing.
The thing is, I think for American pop culture history, comics is a completely American and unique. And not, you know, there's a parallel history of manga and anime and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, you know, comics as we have them. Is like a uniquely American storytelling vehicle, and it's been begging to push its way into other mediums since its inception, since the Golden Age. And you know, people couldn't get enough, so then it became a radio show and you know, movie serials and things like that. And so it's always been edging its way in and getting bigger and bigger. So I don't think this is like almost a century's worth of growth, and it's not. Because everybody's thinking that this started in 99 or 2000 with X-Men or Spider-Man. Somehow that's the beginning of this weird comic movie era.
No,
not at all. This has been part of a slow grow over time. And so it's not going to be like, we plateaued at Infinity War. Nobody cares anymore. And it's not even going to be two decades out.
Interesting.
You guys are going to never not see comic movies.
We'll be long gone before.
We're going to be totally saturated in comic movies for the rest of our lives.
Am I the only one?
You're not going to see it go down.
It's scary for me to think that now... That these comic book movies are fueling the imagination of our youth other than the comic books themselves, which is kind of weird for me, I guess. I don't know.
Act like you read the comics.
Yeah. So
you watch the cartoons.
I watch the cartoons. It's true.
You play with the trading cards.
You're going to watch the movies up to a point until you get sick of them. And then they're going to reboot them. And everything's fresh again.
It's true.
And then you're going to watch those movies. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get sick of those. And they're gonna again.
But like I said, I mean,
hopefully Wesley Snipes is around for the fourth regeneration.
I made this comment like there's just something that Marvel ventured out in the movie industry with no one behind them. They literally had to convince multiple studios to be on board for this project.
At first.
Right, that's what I'm saying. First, yeah. But that's a hard sell if you think about it, because there was not very much success with comic book films, what they wanted to do.
What it took was someone that had a vision for it.
Right. So, I mean, this is 10 years...
Without Kevin Feige, without John Favreau, you've got nothing.
I agree.
If those two guys didn't do it, you literally have nothing. I have to tell you something else,
and I will say this, and credit where credit is due, without Robert Downey Jr. being Tony Stark, I don't think the universe would have been the same.
But, again, it goes back to John Favreau, because nobody wanted Robert Downey Jr. If John Favreau...
Those guys are fans. What it comes down to is you actually let the fans make the movies. As much as, you know, yeah, whatever, they're Hollywood producers, they have experience in Hollywood, and they're just trying to get an angle to make money. But they were actually comic fans, and they understood the material. They understood the disappointment that fans felt when they went to see the Fox X-Men movies and things like that. Or, like, when you're in that...
Those movies were hits.
You keep saying that, but fans didn't give a crap about them. Real X-Men fans.
Okay, but they were hits.
They were huge hits. Like,
stop saying that.
They were. Regardless how you feel about them, they made a lot of money.
Let me put it in a frame of reference for you. Is like,
Hugh Jackman is a huge star.
You know when
you're
in the video store in the 80s and like the painted art on a VHS cover is like incredible, and you're like, wow, a mystical world of amazingness. How are they going to present this in a movie? And then you put the VHS in, and it's like crap. It's like complete and total.
That's how Roger Corman. He had these great cover boxes for his VHS.
Like you saw this world, and then it's just like
virtually
filmed in
every
an alley, 80s basically. Yeah.
Film on VHS.
That's how I felt about Narnia.
Yeah, fair enough.
That actually had CG in it, though.
That did, and it was not that good.
Good CG?
No, not at all.
I honestly think if you lose Kevin Feige,
yeah,
and if you don't have somebody to take his place that has the same
vision,
the same forward thinking vision,
yeah.
Then that's where it's going to start suffering. Yeah,
yeah. Well, listen.
Because he's had it together since the very beginning.
I agree. And I got to tell you something. It's going to be.
He's the Stan Lee of it all.
I am very interested to see where Infinity War is going. I'm really excited about this movie.
It's going to be in the movie theaters on Thursday.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to make
Disney a lot of money.
It's going to make Disney a ton of money. It is projected to make over the weekend worldwide like $498 million or something like that is what I heard. I mean, I don't know if those numbers are
right. Half a bill in one weekend? Yo.
That's crazy. So I'm like, whoa, that's insane.
Whoa.
But listen.
Man, that's like almost as good as Black Panther.
Almost. Almost. Third highest grossing movie of all time right now. Still, right? Still third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just wait until Thanos gets off his throne.
By the way, I believe
that. I just want to know who beats Thanos. That's all I really want.
Silver Surfer. Mm-hmm. Silver Surfer. Don't let it be Squirrel Girl. That would be an epic new direction for the universe. Just take all the crappy characters. Because, hear me out. When you follow all the popular characters and you start to get popular character fatigue, you're like, great, Cyclops, he's cool, he shoots things with lasers, who cares? And then somebody like Squirrel Girl comes along, this character's lame, I love her. And you kind of like get caught up in these weirdo characters.
If I invested 10 years watching movies to watch the unbeatable Squirrel Girl
do in
beat
Thanos?
Thanos,
wow!
I'm going to throw out all my Marvel DVDs.
That is insane. Anyway, listen, we got to get going, but before we do leave, I want to let you know that during our Facebook Overtime show, we're going to be talking a little about the new Venom trailer.
Time.
Exploring the Thanos.
Stay tuned for that. But before we get off the main pod,
I hope they remember you. I have a question
because my assistant manager used to own a comic book shop here in Maui.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Gain Okamura.
What store was it?
I can't remember the name, but...
Gee, she got really defensive there for a second.
Gain Okamura.
Yeah, real big Japanese...
Here in town?
Yeah.
Was it the one by the laundromat? On the other end of Wakea?
I think so.
That has to be the only other one.
That was the only other one in town I can think of. Aside from Future Treasures, but that was Chris Wong's mom who passed away.
Only for a couple years.
Yeah, it was a very short-lived... That was the one by the laundromat, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about Future Treasures.
They were cards. They were right by Fun Factory, the Warehouse Fun Factory. They were a card store for a long time, and then during the death of Superman, maybe a year before, they got into comics.
Aaron, save your question for the after show on Facebook, because it is time to check in with Aaron the Cinnamon Scallop. He is the master of hard media.
Now just tell him what
the you're master doing. Of hard media.
Yeah,
what's
just go ahead and do your question anyway.
What's happening?
More the comic guy.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So we got to save that for Overton because we're running out of time.
Just do what you want. Screw
what is? What's happening this week? in hard media.
Hard.
It's a pretty big week again.
Is it a big week in hard media?
Big week in hard.
Sweet.
Hard.
It's big and hard.
Someone took their blue pill.
So, one of the big ones was Den of Thieves.
Yes.
Great movie.
Okay. Gerard Butler, 50 Cent.
50 right. Cent.
Oh, it's fitting.
That's a good movie with 50 Cent in it still.
It's a heist film. I'm stoked.
Yeah, he's
I'm not going to say it that way.
But it's
50 Cent.
But it's the only movie that uses Gerard Butler. Like,
half
really
a dollar.
Well.
Okay, what else is coming out?
Maze Runner.
With MC the half Death a Cure. Dollar.
The third in West Ball's Death Runner. Or Death. What is it?
What's the name of the movie again?
Maze Runner.
Maze Runner.
Maze Runner.
Those are actually
Isn't
good
that
movies.
Just Hunger Games with a dude?
Yeah, and a maze.
Much better.
But better made.
They're just crapping out maze movies?
Yeah.
I offer myself as tribute.
Which one?
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2, good movie. Good
family movie. It's very cute.
It's still 100% Rotten Tomatoes,
yep.
If that matters to anybody.
Yeah.
Really?
But,
yes.
Yeah.
Why do we still listen to really Rotten Tomatoes?
But nobody goes on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's
tomatoes.
A stupid website.
Even Ghostbusters 2016 was rated good on Rotten Tomatoes.
That is true. Good point.
So
and, wasn't it rated higher than 1984 Ghostbusters?
It was rated higher than
that was all Barry, though.
Yeah, it was all Barry.
And then multiple versions of the 40th anniversary of Grease.
Multiple versions?
There's a 4K.
There's only one. What? There's a 4K.
There's
what
a
else?
4K. There's a digibook that looks like the Rydell yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a steelbook that is a mini locker with Grease 1, Grease 2, and
you
Grease
got them
Live.
All,
there's
you?
Only one movie.
You got them all. There's one more edition.
You got them all.
There's all black cast.
I got the steelbook.
There's only one Grease to own, and that is Grease 2, because the other ones God. Don't even matter.
What?
Anyway.
Why do you have such bad opinions?
Right. Are you kidding me? Grease 2 is incredible.
No.
Was John Travolta even in that?
No.
It was Michelle Pfeiffer.
It had the best song.
You know who was in that? Rex Manning.
You know who else was in that?
Caesar Romero.
Say no more, Montemore.
Adrian's
I'm not even kidding. Rex Manning is the main guy in that movie.
You know who else is in it? Maxwell Caulfield. You know who else is in it?
I have no idea who that is.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I know who that is.
Maxwell Caulfield is Rex Manning.
There's some of the best music in Grease,
She's the pest cat woman.
We're going to score tonight.
Yeah, iconic. We're going to score tonight. I remember that one.
And then there's reproduction.
You're the only one who's ever said this.
Reproduction.
It cannot be iconic because you said so.
I'm telling you, it's great. Yeah.
The Grease Live movie is better than 2.
Stop it. Grease 2 is incredible.
Okay,
I don't care what anybody says.
Okay,
the whole comment section is turned against you.
You cannot claim something's iconic if you're the only one who thinks so.
The has turned against you.
Grease 2 is incredible. Anyway, listen, we do have to get out of here. Stay tuned for the Facebook Live after show. We're going to talk a little bit about Venom.
Find out what Aaron's question is going to be.
Aaron's question is going to be right here on the
I'm
show.
I'm riveted.
It's got to live up to all that hype.
It's going to have to live up to a lot of hype. Make sure
you guys get a good one.
Do you guys like comics?
He's going to be like, how many Robins were there?
Stop it. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatchNation. Follow us on Instagram.
That's not the question, is it?
_NerdWatch. You guys can also follow us on our please. Please donate to the Patreon at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch as well. Do that for us as well if you want to see this podcast grow.
Say.
And if you enjoy it, please donate. It's all good.
I got a discussion regarding Robins on
good.
The afterpod.
Fantastic. Oh. We're out of time. We'll see you guys at the premiere of Infinity War this Thursday night at the Maimo Megaplex.
Yes!
All right. So until next week where we give our full spoiler review of Infinity War, peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. So for Gannon, for A-Rod, for the one and only format, and of course,
what's my name? Over
here? Dr. Leakes.
We're all compatriots.
I am G-Money.
We're compatriots.
And until next time, we say to you guys, aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Did you say compatriots?
Stop it.
I got away with saying that like 10 times.
At least.
How did I not hear that?
Stop.
I said it like 30 times.
Man, I got to get some Q-tips.
You need something.